Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Kiereen. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is hit by the pitch. Keene moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. There goes Keene. The throw from Lawler and Keene is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiereen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Kiereen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiereen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. House reaches third base with a triple. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keen hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. House tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kieran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from House and he is safe. McGee steals second. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen misplays the ball. That's an error on Keen. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to third. Keegan moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kieran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bilardi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from House and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kieran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kieran is 0 for 1 in the game. Kieran hits a line drive towards first. Bilardi catches it and throws to second to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive towards the mound. Keegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field. McGee picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. House scores. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a line drive towards third. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso. Boone reaches second base with a double. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilardi bunts towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rino Bertoia now playing shortstop. Frank Bowling now playing second base. Jim Delsing now playing left field. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rino Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1 Tigers. Joe Kirin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirin is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatsky pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Straw's now pitching. Carl Sawatsky now catching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sawatsky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kirin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-3 in the game. Garver strikes out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso. Delsing reaches second base with a double. Hatfield scores. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Tigers. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde is 0-for-3 in the game. Velarde hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Dick Straws. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Kirin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirin is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.